Hans and further study have a most rewarding time. Learn and earn your next degree at Key Club 69. See you at tonight's affair. See you when tonight we share a theater show. Come on, let's go with Continental. Graduation day is here. Have yourself a sailing year. To be a pro, stay in the know with Continental. Happy graduation day. Soon we'll all be on our way. Come everyone to fun and sun with Continental. Plan upon some further study. Have a most rewarding time. Learn and earn your next degree at Key Club 69. See you at tonight's affair. See you when tonight we share a dinner show. Come on, let's go with Continental.
That was My Insurance Man by the Continental Insurance Company from their 1968 Key Club Meeting, a souvenir record of the show that was preserved for posterity on the vinyl album of yesteryear. This is WMFO Medford. Derek Gary, yes, I am here. Shea Spillane is not. There is no big picture tonight. Instead, you get a special Boxing Day edition of Hear It Wow. Records That Sell is the topic for tonight. And if you find yourself enamored of the industrial musical, we played a little bit from My Insurance Man just now, if you've just joined us earlier in the show. We played The Spirit of 66 in its entirety from the JCPenney Company. You will be happy to know that you can own select tracks from various industrial musicals if you find your way over to Amazon and look up Everything's Coming Up Profits, The Golden Age of Industrial Musicals. There are three volumes of this, one from the 1950s, one from the 1960s, and one from the 1970s. And none of these gives you an entire industrial musical beginning to end, but they do all give you some of the best songs from the industrial musicals that were produced during those eras. The 1960s version includes He's a Penny Man, which we heard earlier tonight, as well as My Insurance Man, which we just heard a little bit ago, as well as one of my very favorites of all time, My Bathroom from American Standard, from The Bathrooms Are Coming, 1969. Longtime listeners will recall that My Bathroom used to be a staple on our Thanksgiving show before we filled it with guest commentary and fun, rather than me just sitting here playing bits and pieces of industrial musical all night long. So certainly a number of tracks here from great industrial musicals. Again, there are three volumes. These were released in 2013. Which is a little bit after the 365 Days Project on WFMU. Something else that you can look up. WFMU, sadly, has been offline for a while. However, the archives, the WFMU Beware of the Blog, is still up. And it looks, as near as I can tell, that a lot of the old MP3 files are still live and hosted. So you can actually go to WFMU's Beware of the Blog and download My Insurance Man. You can download Spirit of 66. And you can find some other great industrial musicals in there, as well as some things posted by yours truly, who was a contributor back in the day. It is Boxing Day. I hope everybody had a very, very Merry Christmas. I hope everybody is looking forward to New Year's Eve and has some great plans. We have some more great records that sell. This one is part of my, is one of the ones that's part of my personal collection that I have never seen or heard anywhere else. I turned this up in a plain white sleeve at a Goodwill store. And when you start collecting records, you learn to start looking for the plain white sleeves. You learn to start looking for the things that seem a little offbeat, if that's what you're into. And sometimes popping out those records in those plain white sleeves delivers some pure gold, such as this. This was produced by Sears Roebuck and Company at some point in the 1960s. And Sears probably will not be with us at the end of this year. It saddens me to say that because as someone who grew up in the 1970s, Sears was a central part of our lives. And if you grew up during that time or during the 1980s, particularly if you didn't live near a big city, if you lived in the suburbs, you got everything at Sears. Sears was where you went for clothes, where you went for shoes, where you went for tools. It's where you went for ping pong tables. It's where you went for toys at Christmas time. Sears was the store that had everything that you needed to keep your house running, short of food. And it's sad to see what's happened to them, because when we think of Sears, you know, if you're my age and you think of Sears, you don't think of what Sears has become. You think of what Sears was, and you wish it could get back to that. Maybe you are old enough to remember the glory days of the Sears electronics department, where you could go in and you could play all of the newest video games, or you could stand in line waiting for those obnoxious kids that would never get out of the way and let you play. Anyway, sometime earlier than that, Sears had apparently a very, very interesting way of selling stereo equipment. I've never heard anything quite like this happening anywhere else. I don't know if they did this just for the record or if this was something that really happened at Sears. But if you want to know what a stereo is going to sound like in your house, this is probably the way to do it. This is WMFO Medford.
Music during the day while I'm working around the house. Judy wants a record player, and Bobby's always asking me when we're going to buy a hi-fi set. Now you want a tape recorder, and not just any tape recorder. With you, it has to be a Stimphonic or something.
Stereophonic, dear, but...
Jim, I just don't see how we can afford to buy them all.
Well, at least while we're here, we can look at a hi-fi set, and maybe they have one with an FM radio built in.
I'm Lee Rogers, your Silvertone salesman. I couldn't help overhearing what you said, Mr.
Dudley, Jim Dudley.
A pleasure, Mr. and Mrs. Dudley. You know, what you want in sound equipment isn't really as big an order as it might sound. As a matter of fact, I have the answer to all your sound needs right here in this beautiful cabin.
You mean FM and a record changer?
Oh, more than that, Mr. Dudley. I mean the answer to all your entertainment needs. An FM, AM radio, four-speed record changer for monaural and stereophonic sound, and an outlet for use with a tape recorder, monaural or stereophonic.
Could that be what Bobby's referring to when he asks about a hi-fi set?
Well, Mrs. Dudley, every component in your Silvertone stereophonic hi-fi combination, including the separate speaker enclosure, is matched for best reproduction of high-fidelity sound. In fact, in your Silvertone stereo hi-fi combination, you have the ultimate in hi-fi.
That would sure make Bobby happy.
Well, Mrs. Dudley, whatever your family's requirements in sound, I can guarantee you that your Silvertone stereo hi-fi combination will make each and every one of them happy.
You did say a stereophonic tape recorder could be used with this set, didn't you?
Yes, that I did, Mr. Dudley.
Marion, this is it.
Maybe, but how much is it?
Mrs. Dudley, the price depends on the features you want. However, any of these combinations will only cost you $10 down on our easy payment plan. I'd like you to hear a selection from our stereo record played on the all-new Silvertone stereophonic changer. Listen. Now listen to the difference in monaural sound when I remove one channel of the stereo.
Thank you.
stereophonic sound again. Quite a difference, don't you agree?
Boy, I'll say. I've never heard anything that sounded so real. You know, it's as if the orchestra was right here in the store, playing all around you.
Yes, Mr. Dudley, you can actually reproduce the band right in your own living room. But I think this will give you an even better idea of the true realism that can be obtained on your new Silvertone stereo combination. Listen to the tremendous surge of power as this jet plane burns a path through the blue.
It is impressive, but what about FM music?
Well, Mrs. Dudley, this set is so designed that the FM receiver plays through both amplifiers and speaker systems. You know, to really appreciate the sound of the set, you ought to hear it in your own home. Now, I'd like to have this set delivered tomorrow on a home demonstration. And if you both expect to be home, I'll drop in tomorrow evening and give you a complete demonstration.
Okay with me. Okay, Marion?
I guess so. At least Bobby and Judy will have a chance to pass judgment.
That's very true, Mrs. Dudley. Your children will certainly get a great deal of pleasure out of your new stereo combination. And they'll certainly be... Just as I was saying in the store yesterday, to be really appreciated, this set must be heard in the home. Now, we can give you a pretty good idea of its wonders in the store, but only in your own home do you have the room silence and unrestricted volume necessary to give you the true reproduction of stereophonic sound. And you also have the advantage of placing your second speaker system precisely where it will give you the most faithful stereophonic reproduction for your complete enjoyment. And in addition, the proper placement of the enclosure will allow you to appreciate all the other benefits of this combination.
Like FM?
Yes, Mrs. Dudley, like FM. And just listen to FM on your new combination.
Now that's for me.
Gee, that sound is the greatest, Mom.
I'd like to hear some of that stereo stuff that Dad told me about.
No sooner said than heard, Bobby. I've brought along our stereo demonstration record for this purpose. You've decided where you want to place your new combination and separate speaker enclosure, you'll want to adjust your balance control for perfect stereophonic sound.
Hi-fi sound like lo-fi.
Mr. Rogers, I've already started a record collection with my girlfriends, but they're not stereophonic. Can we play them on this record player?
You sure can, Judy. Have you got one handy?
Uh-huh, right here in the bookcase.
Thanks. Now we simply turn the selector switch to Monaro Records and... Thank you.
Boy, I've never heard records sound that good before.
Judy, on your new Silvertone combination, all your records will sound that good because both speaker systems are in operation even on monaural playback. However, only stereo records can give you the true three-dimensional effect of listening to a live performance.
What makes stereo sound so much better?
Because, Judy, stereophonic means two-track or two-channel sound. Both channels having been recorded separately to be played back on separate speaker systems through two different amplifiers to give you true-to-life, three-dimensional sound reproductions. Monaural simply means one-track or one-channel sound. What you've always been used to, Judy, until you heard stereo.
I think it's real terrific. How about it, Daddy?
Whoa, hold on there, Judy. Not so fast. How about you, Marion?
Well, the set has what I wanted. But do we have to decide right now?
Of course not, Mrs. Dudley. Suppose I call you the first thing in the morning, and I'll leave your set here for tonight so that you can get acquainted.
Fine. Thanks, Lee.
No trouble at all.
Okay, if I play another stereo number, Mr. Rogers?
As many as you like, Bobby. Well, I'll call you in the morning. Good evening, Mrs. Dudley, Judy, Bobby.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Dudley.
Good night, Lee.
Good morning, Sears.
Good morning. I'd like to speak to Mr. Rogers, please, in the radio and television department.
One moment, please.
Good morning. TV and Hi-Fi. Rogers.
Good morning, Lee. Jim Dudley.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Dudley. You know, I just got in and I was about to call you. Are you at home now?
No, at the office. You know, you're a darn good salesman, Lee.
Well, thank you. But what makes you say that?
Well, leaving that set with us last night really did the trick. If I don't buy it now, I better not go home. The entire family wants it. And all kidding aside, so do I.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, Mr. Dudley. May I drop by this evening?
Fine. About 7:30?
I'll be there.
That's right. We're just going to come over and leave the things set up in your house. Maybe that's why Sears Roebuck won't be with us by the end of this year. That's my prediction anyway. A somber note for retail at the end of what was a very, very good holiday season. As promised, one last Burt Tenzer Productions record for you. And as I mentioned earlier, for those of you who are just tuning in, Burt Tenzer Productions made these records for retailers to give away. So you would go in and look at a product, you would get a record, you would go home, you would play it for the family, and then you would rush back to the store in a buying frenzy with the record in your hand to get what they call a free gift, which was, it may have actually been a free gift, but more likely than not was a discount on the product that you were interested in. So one more of these radio drama style commercials from Burt Tenzer Productions. This one promises something that we are all looking for, the secret to perpetual life.
It is the 19th century. We are in the town of Sainte Croix in the mountains of Switzerland. A watchmaker is sitting in his shop reading a letter from an official of the French government. Listen.
Paris, on the 4th of November, 1814. My dear Monsieur Payard, ours are indeed troubled times, with war waging in Europe and Napoleon exiled to Elba. Louis XVIII, the new King of France, asked me to write you. More than ever, said he, we need to call upon the great Swiss watchmakers, such as Payard and his fellow craftsmen. He asks that the people of your village devote themselves to creating new technical advances in the service of mankind. He looks forward to great developments from Sainte Croix. Respectfully, Gérard Jourdan.
Time has passed. It is now 1963, and in Sainte Croix, the challenge of 1814 has not been forgotten. Today, in their modern Payard plants, the ingenious craftsmen of this village devote their talents to their 20th century mission, that of perpetuating human life.
I am a citizen of Sainte Croix in the year 1963. I preserve life for others, perhaps one day for you. I create a machine that puts life in a container so that it may be used again.
I am the foreman of the Payard plant in Sainte Croix. 3,000 Swiss hands and 800 parts all work together to produce this machine that is capable of perpetuating human life.
We are in the United States in a circus in Madison Square Garden. The man in front of us, look, he has the machine in his hand. What is he doing with it?
I carry this machine with me because I want to perpetuate this day. Meet my son.
Hi, my name's Billy.
And my daughter?
Hello, my name's Judy.
Look at them, hands pointing in all directions, eyes wide in amazement. Watch as I press this button. Right now, I'm preserving their childhood so that it'll stay alive long after they've grown up. That's why I carry this machine today.
We are outside a home in a suburban area of Chicago. Look through this window. There in the corner, another life preservation machine. And look at that group of people seated around it. Look at their expressions, the excitement, the nostalgia. What's happening? Let's go inside and see.
There she goes.
Atta girl.
Wow, look at our Mary coming down that ski trail.
Hey, you look great, and get a load of that smile.
I feel like a sports celebrity.
Look, there are mountains in this living room, and a woman is skiing. Skiing right here in this small room. But it can't be. This scene happened last year 500 miles away, and yet there it is being relived again in this very room. Look carefully, for you are observing man's greatest miracle, the perpetuator of human life, the motion picture. That is Sainte Croix's secret for perpetual life. We'll stay on here for a moment longer, and then to Sainte Croix, Switzerland, for the most important secret of all.
Legs for a two-year-old.
She made it. She made it right to the chair.
Boy, that Bowlegs film sure is great, Bob. As clear as movies in a theater.
I'll wait till you take a gander at this next one.
Hey, look at that dramatic shot of an airport.
Oh, that's my work. It's easy. You see what you like, and presto, you push a button. Oh, there's Bob and the kids going up the ramp of the plane.
Hey, will you look at that Bowlegs fade-out, like a Hollywood production.
There it is, Hawaii.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Gee, what vivid colors.
Now, I did this film in story form, one scene leading into another. Now, first, I started with that distant shot of the overall area, and then, as you can see, I zoomed in on a close-up of that street sign. Now,
This next scene opens up on an exterior shot of that hotel. There's Mary coming out ready to start her day.
We are at the Payar factory in Sainte-Croix, Switzerland. We have come here to discover the second secret.
Here in my hand is that secret. It is called Bolex.
You see, to be able truly to perpetuate your life with motion pictures, the screen must recreate this life with all its depth, its clarity, its realness.
Here in Sainte-Croix, 1,500 of us devote our craftsmanship to creating man's greatest preserver of life. Bolex motion picture cameras and projectors.
Bolex. That is the real secret of perpetual life.
Bolex, man's greatest preserver of life, has opened up a whole new world for the imaginative, life-loving families of today. Never before has such clarity and beauty come to the home screen. And never before has there been a home movie camera that even the beginner could use to create professional movies of one's experiences. Why? What is making it all possible? Back to the Payar plant for more answers.
We, the 1,500 citizens of Sainte-Croix, are making it possible.
Look there, on that screen. That is a film taken with an 8mm Bolex. Have you ever seen a home movie with such realism and perfection?
You ask how this is possible? The answer is precision craftsmanship. The kind of craftsmanship that goes into our 16mm camera used by professional TV and movie cameramen. The kind of craftsmanship that once went into the great Swiss watches of Sainte-Croix. Come, I will show you around our factory and you will understand what we mean. See this glass cage with men in white? Well, it is not a medical clinic. Let's go inside.
This is our optical department. Here is where the delicate interplay of prisms and lenses takes place. The special minute adjustments we make on this one reflecting prism alone necessitates no less than 110 operations and 25 verifications. It is painstakingly meticulous work. The kind of work we here in Sainte-Croix are well suited for.
And now to our testing laboratory.
This is our torture chamber. Here, each part of the Bolex camera and projector is tested over and over again. The shutter of this camera alone is operated no less than 20,000 times. It takes infinite patience and devotion. But when you see the pictures that result, you will know why it is worth all this effort.
This is the final checking station. We call this the H-hour.
Here, each camera films for the first time. The film is developed and carefully analyzed by experts who are the most particular and demanding in their work.
Only after each Bolex camera and projector has shown that it has the precision standards of our great Swiss watches, it is granted its visa for travel to one of 14,000 sales and service dealers located in 130 different countries. These dealers are carefully selected by Payar for their high standards and dependability.
What is so difficult to believe is that when our Bolex camera and projector, with all its preparation and precision craftsmanship, finally does reach the consumer, it is still at a price that is only a few dollars more than the ordinary equipment.
And so you have heard the story. The story of a people whose craftsmanship is so great that even the King of France called upon them to serve mankind. And now it is time for you to leave the village of Sainte-Croix. But before you go, the people of this village would like to pose to you a question. If a motion picture has given to man the great gift of preserving life, they ask, is it not important enough to want to preserve this life with the finest equipment man can create? These 1,500 dedicated citizens of Sainte-Croix think that it is.
Hello, I'm the Bolex dealer who loaned you this record. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, if you will be good enough to return the record to me in the next 5 days, I will present you with a beautiful surprise gift. and also enter your name in a contest to win one of the many Swiss watches that will be given away absolutely free to listeners of this record. At the same time, I'll also be happy to show you our Bolex equipment and to answer all your questions. Remember, I'll have your free gift waiting when you return this record. See you soon. Thank you.
Your new Motorola.
The Bolex camera. That is the secret to perpetual life. So says Burt Tenzer Productions. It is WMFO Medford. Derek Gary with a Boxing Day edition of Hear It Wow. Records that sell. All kinds of different records designed to get people to buy things. And this next one goes back to the dawn of stereo. I got a couple coming up that are stereo demonstration records and one quadraphonic demonstration record, which I feel is outstanding. This is a very, very early version of the stereo demonstration. And these are fun to listen to if you're in a car or if you've got like a nice stereo setup with actual separation, because you can hear things bounce back and forth between the two speakers. They always like to show off that this is what mono sounds like and this is what stereo sounds like, and they inevitably have bagpipes and jet engines and all sorts of fun things like that on it. But this is, as I said, one of the earlier versions to come out. And this, I'm trying to remember who did this one. I believe it is Motorola. Yes, it is Motorola that did this one. And this comes out at a time when everybody had a phonograph at home, and the early phonographs had a single speaker. This was designed to get people to upgrade to the new and very expensive stereo sound at a time when a lot of people were saying, well, what I hear sounds fine. Why would I possibly want one of those? Motorola is going to give you some answers.
With your new Motorola, you are about to enjoy the most thrilling music you have ever heard from records. This record has been specially prepared to acquaint you with the marvelous potentials of your new Motorola stereophonic high-fidelity instrument, which has been carefully engineered to bring years of outstanding listening pleasure to you, your family, and your friends. Your new Motorola 3-amplifier stereo with 3 separate channels of sound is the most effective way to play records yet devised. It will flawlessly reproduce the entire spectrum of sound contained on your recordings, all with the fullness and natural beauty previously heard only at the actual performance. Our first musical adventure demonstrates your instrument's superior stereo separation. Notice the distinct different tones of the bongos as they are heard first from the right and then the left, just the way you would hear them if you were there in person. These sounds are followed by the rasp of the scratcher, then the organ, first right, then left. The 3 separate amplifiers and 3 separate speaker systems so dramatically reproduce the stereo separation, you will find it difficult to keep your eyes from moving right to left. Listen. Continue by going to colorful New Orleans to listen to some exciting foot-tapping Dixieland. While the music is playing, walk to the far right, then the far left of your Motorola. Notice that you hear the full stereo effect anywhere in the room, even in the corners. Try it. We'll be right back. Amazing clarity and realism is heard in the exotic music of the Far East. Because Motorola's exclusive golden audio separator electronically separates the high and middle sounds from the low sounds, the high sounds come only from the right and left speakers, with the extreme low notes coming from the center. However, the overtones and harmonics of the bass notes also come out of the left and right speakers, so you can quickly locate the bass instrument. Listen to the distinct high sounds of the tambourine and the Chinese bell tree. Notice how clear and realistic they sound, even against the other instruments in the background. So true is the timbre, you will feel the performers are in the room with you. Next, the thrilling beat of the cha-cha demonstrates the fine reproduction quality of Motorola's three separate speaker systems. Notice their amazing ability to cope with the extremes of sound without distortion or imbalance. This is because high and middle range notes and lower register notes have separate amplifiers and speaker systems, especially designed for each. That's how the spectacular realism and sense of presence is achieved. Listen to the lifelike purity of sound and how the characteristic timbre of each instrument is flawlessly maintained. Last musical adventure takes us to Mexico. Relax and listen to the stirring music of the bullfight. Here is thrilling beauty in stereo sound reproduction. Full and vibrant bass notes because your Motorola contains a separate bass amplifier with greater power to faithfully reproduce all low notes with exceptional clarity and realism. So dramatic is the stereo effect. So spectacular is the Motorola stereo sound, you'll feel as if you were actually at the arena watching the excitement of the bullfight. Listen, and you will agree that Motorola three-amplifier stereophonic high fidelity is the most effective way to play records ever devised.
Ready to buy a stereo? You should be, because Motorola has now shown you all the advantages to owning one. This next one is one of the more bizarre selling records in my collection. I don't know if this was a FlexiDisc or a 45. Very little is known about this, other than the fact that it exists. Williams Electronics, they made pinball machines. They also made Defender. You may remember that arcade game, Robotron 2084, Joust. They were an arcade powerhouse back in the day, and one of their pioneering accomplishments was to create the first pinball machine with a digital sound chip that would talk to you and react to what was happening during the game. This game is known as Gorgar, and better pinball arcades, particularly those that have a deep collection of machines, will always have a Gorgar machine. RIP Pinball Wizard in New Hampshire, which was, without a doubt, the best place to go and play pinball. I miss it dearly. But this is something that was sent out to the owners of arcades or other people who may have had amusement machines in an effort to get them to buy or lease a Gorgar machine for their premises. It is perhaps a bit disturbing, but that is just part of its charm.
Gorgar speaks. Gorgar speaks of the ultimate challenge, of never-before-playing power, of untold mystery. Gorgar speaks to you.
Me, Gorgar. Me, live.
The voice of Gorgar speaks of a first, of a breakthrough, of a feat that will never again know the same significance. Because Gorgar speaks. Gorgar is the first and only talking pinball game, given life and breath by Williams Electronics.
Me, Gorgar. Beat me.
The mighty words of Gorgar thunder, echoing throughout the pinball world, and the message is strong and clear. With the advent of Gorgar, it is no longer player versus machine. It is player versus monster.
Me, Gorgar. See me. Hear me. Feel my power.
Gorgar speaks of a whole new dimension in play. Of tantalizing excitement and irresistible appeal. Of setting new profit records never dared to be dreamed of before. Gorgar speaks of supremacy. Of a magic that could be created only by a monster that speaks. Only by a monster with a pulsating, beating heart that builds and pounds with player excitement and urges play on with every beat. Of a monster that comes alive with each flick of the wrist, each snap, each scoring drive.
Me, Gorgar. Me got you. Me not let go. Beat Gorgar.
Gorgar's words speak a challenge. Of a challenge that cannot be denied.
Me, Gorgar. Hear me. My words are for you.
Gorgar speaks. Listen to the sound. Hear the words. Feel the incredible playing and profit power that only Williams Electronics could generate. Because when Gorgar speaks, the industry listens.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Gorgar Speaks. Don't forget that Gorgar Speaks. WMFO Medford, Derek Gary with you. And coming up right now is another one of these stereo demonstration albums. This is one of the most elaborate ones that I ever came across. A lot of them are just one side of a record, and they talk about stereo and the benefits of stereo, and then they go into music tracks on side two. If they even go for all of side one, some of them it's just one band. And then they go into all of these music tracks that are supposed to show off, you know, how great a stereo set sounds. And they've got all different types of music for whatever you happen to like. Electro Voice, back in the early days, went all in and put out an entire two-sided record all about high fidelity, where they don't just explain what high fidelity is, they explain why it's good and why you want it. Now, I'm going to have to interrupt side one of this very briefly to keep the FCC happy. I will try and find an appropriately quiet point to do that. But here we go from Electro Voice. This, I believe, is, again, the 1950s. I would put this at 1961, 62 at the latest. And this is quite a production that they've put together. This is the ABCs of High Fidelity.
When something new is made available to the public, there are many confusing new words and terms that are hard to understand. Haven't you heard these brand new experts talk?
Oh, it's a great party, but I do wish they'd get rid of the transient distortion in that tweeter. It's annoying.
Well, that doesn't bother me as much as the peaks in the mid-range.
You're wrong. It's down 2 dB from 3,000 to 5,000.
I wouldn't say that, old man.
Turntable rumble.
R.I.A.
Synchronous motor.
Wait a minute. Were those terms confusing to you? They needn't be. High fidelity is merely the exact duplication of sound in the minutest detail. Sound that we hear every day. The ear hears a range of 10 octaves from the rumble of thunder and the lowest tones of a huge pipe organ to the tweeting notes of a piccolo. The conventional radio phonographs reproduce only 3 or 4 octaves. You may be listening to such an instrument right now if you're playing this record at home. But true high-fidelity systems reproduce at least 8 octaves. More elaborate and costly systems give you the entire 10. True component high-fidelity delivers realistic reproduction of sounds. Musical sounds, the sound of the human voice, singing, speaking, sounds as they really are. True to life sound is the business of Electro Voice. And that's why Electro Voice and its dealers bring you this recorded presentation. To clarify and explain the thrilling new world of high fidelity. Electro Voice is qualified to speak on the subject because of its long history in the field of sound reproduction. Electro Voice is known and respected by sound engineers the world over. It is Electro-Voice equipment that our armed forces in many cases depend upon for critical, difficult communications. In your everyday life, you're surrounded by Electro-Voice products, from the communication systems in planes, trains, and ships, to the microphones and speakers used by radio and television stations. Electro-Voice has been the leading producer of the finest audio components for American industry for over 30 years. Today, Electro Voice is the foremost manufacturer of high-fidelity components, the individual pieces of equipment necessary to reproduce today's full-range recordings on tape or disc. Buying Electro Voice components has these important advantages. You buy the product of a leading manufacturer, products designed by the largest staff of engineers devoted exclusively to sound reproduction. quality and performance is maintained from the original concept to finished form to give you high performance, long life, and fine value. So come along on a down-to-earth and factual, though imaginary, journey to the wonderful land of high fidelity as the guest of Electro Voice and your Electro Voice dealer. The selection you have just heard may or may not have come to you with concert hall clarity because of the type of equipment on which it is being played. It does suggest, however, how rich and varied the sounds can be. You want and need equipment capable of reproducing music from a huge booming kettle drum or the insistent staccato sound of a snare drum. To the soft, mellow tone of a clarinet. To the almost human, full tone of a fine violin. Or the showy sound of a trumpet. Put them all together, record them faithfully, reproduce them with true fidelity, and you can hear the modern miracle of high-fidelity sound reproduction, if you have the proper equipment. One of the purposes of this record is to acquaint you with the really easy-to-understand components that go into the building of a fine high-fidelity system, and to demonstrate that you can enjoy Electro Voice true high-fidelity. Your Electro Voice dealer will be pleased to help you choose everything you need. Everyone can have true high-fidelity sound. Only three things are needed. First, you need a record player with a cartridge, preferably with a diamond needle. The cartridge and needle miraculously translate motion from the variations in the record groove into tiny electrical impulses. Second, you need an amplifier that multiplies these tiny impulses thousands of times and sends them on to the last and most important, the loudspeaker system. The proper loudspeaker system recreates the concert stage in your home. Imagine, you can start your record player and be in a front row seat of the opening of a Broadway production. We'll be right back. Won't you look for a moment at the Electro Voice catalog that accompanies this recording while we play music to listen to while glancing at an Electro Voice catalog? Now imagine how much more exciting, how much more real the same selection could be if it came to you through a system that's capable of reproducing every note, every nuance, every sound. Let's consider the most important part of any high-fidelity setup, the speaker system. Electro Voice speakers cover the full range of response. The tones of the world's largest musical instrument, the pipe organ, with its 16-foot and 32-foot pipes. This is sound you probably can't hear on your present equipment. Sounds that you literally feel. We'll try it anyway. But you'll probably be able to catch these middle ranges where we find the rhythm instruments in the concert orchestra, like the 36-inch bass drum, the long strings on the piano, the guitar, and the violin. You'll lose most of these high, high notes that add life and vitality to our music. Like this. To further demonstrate the importance of full frequency speaker response, or ability to hear everything an orchestra or the human voice can produce, let's listen for a moment to a piece of music that contains all those notes.